Is it too soon to get excited about Julio Teheran, the two-time All-Star? If nothing else, the guy has come in and given the Brewers some big-time innings when they needed it most. All that more coming up next here on Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good to have you along, player. Chuck Friedman here on Locked On Brewers, as the Brewers have even their series with the Toronto Blue Jays, winning 4-2 on Wednesday night. Short week, so I got to think, oh yeah, this is Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and the Brewers go for the series win on Thursday afternoon. Good to have you along. I'm Chuck Friedman, host of Locked On Brewers, morning sports anchor at 1310 WIBA in Madison, covering the Brewers for over 40 years for AP Radio. And been a longtime sports talk show host in the state of Wisconsin. Like you, the Milwaukee Brewers are my favorite team, my favorite professional sports team. I'm passionate about them, just like you are. And it is an honor to be with you guys every day talking about the Brewers, my favorite team, here on Locked On Brewers. Would have loved to have done this gig back in the 80s. Well, maybe I'd say mid-90s. There was a dead period, I want to say from 94 through 2002, where the Brewers were just irrelevant. So that might not have been so fun. But I would think from 2003 on up, they have been relevant, and attendance has stepped up, and they've been fun to watch for the most part. Not always this year, though. And we know that because of the offense, but we're not going to talk about that just yet, especially the offense. But I want to get into Julio Teheran, a guy the Brewers picked up. Initially, we all thought this. And again, I know somebody might be saying, should we be going down this road just yet? But I mean, look at the way he pitched. The sinker was good. Julio, 11 innings, one earned run in two starts now. That's not bad. Craig Counsell said after the game, yeah, he's a veteran pitcher. He knows how to hit his spots. He knows what to do out there. And that's great. Again, if nothing else, he has come in and given the Brewers two incredible starts so far for a guy who was in AAA in San Diego, practically out of baseball, but a reclamation project, because this is what the Brewers do. You know, the Luke Voits of the world, guys like that, they hope to get them fixed up and return them back to major league health. And maybe that's the case with Julio Teheran here. Now, again, it's only a couple of starts, but he's went out there so far and executed. The Brewers lost one of his starts because they couldn't score for him. And this one here, they did. They scored just enough. They scored four runs to win it 4-2 over the Blue Jays against Alek Manoah, who was leaving stuff over the plate once again. But that's not our problem. That's the Blue Jays' problem. That guy is 1-6 right now. Our problem is we have enough issues with the Milwaukee Brewers, so we're not going to worry about Toronto's problems. But, yeah, if Julio can come in and give five or six innings like this, provide a spot in the rotation, okay, and he's able to hold it down until a guy like Brandon Woodruff comes back, so you'd have Woodruff, Burns, Peralta, who pitches on Thursday, and he's going to bounce back, and Teheran in this rotation. Okay. That's a pretty good rotation, isn't it? Now, I'm not saying Teheran, I don't want to jump ahead and say he's going to be an all-star, but as Counsell was talking about in the press conference today, he's still got the stuff. He still knows how to pitch. He's been a major league pitcher. He's a two-time all-star. Now, had he gotten slacked in the first two games, okay. But he hasn't been. One jam tonight, he gave up a laid-off base hit, worked out of it, worked around it, and got out of it. Left way for the bullpen, Piamps, Strzelecki. And you know, Devin Williams is going to do everything he can to shut it down, 9-for-9, and save opportunities. But so far, yeah, I mean, I'm looking for any glimmer of hope I can get to see the Brewers improve. Now, I know the Brewers are in first place, but I just want to win this division with 85 wins, if that. you take it, but you like to see the Brewers. Somebody put this on Twitter tonight. Pitcher and pitcher, or it's pitchers and pitchers, I think it is, said get healthy and add at the deadline. Exactly. Because sometimes with this team, we're excited. We're thinking, hey, we're going to go on a win streak here. Things are all good. And the next day, they just cut your heart off. Well, you know what? That's kind of like the Milwaukee Brewers history, isn't it? Get you excited. Actually, it's kind of the entire Wisconsin sports scene. Get you excited. The flow chart. And then you're back to being disappointed again. But right now, I'm excited about Julio Teheran and the way he's pitching. And I'm going to go with it and see how he does in his next start. But he gave major innings against a good baseball team. I know the Blue Jays are in last place, but that's a good hitting team. And then Williams, that heart of the order, he faced in the ninth inning, got the job done, got it done. Williams, again, 9 for 9 in save opportunities. And Council was talking about this the other day, something we've been talking about on the show for a while now, about Williams being well-rested. They haven't had to lean a whole heck of a lot on him so far, and that's going to bode well. They're going to have a fresh Devin Williams through the summer months, and who knows? But they used him. They got the job done with him on the mound on Wednesday. But a big, big eight of that night. Julio Teheran, 6 innings, 4 hits, no earned runs on 79 pitches. 11 innings pitched, as I mentioned, 1 earned run over 2 starts. My God, how many of you, me included, when the Brewers signed him, okay, and there was rumors they were going to sign him last week, sign him 2 hours before first pitch last Thursday against San Francisco. I thought, oh boy, okay, this is a typical Brewers move right here. But it worked. It has worked so far. He's given them 2 solid starts. 2 solid starts when they've needed them. Again, just hold serve here until guys start coming off the injured list and the disabled list, or you know, the 15 injured lists they have. Good for the Brewers to pull it out. Owen Miller, again, coming through. 2-run double. Abraham Toro, a guy who was kind of a throw-in on that Jesse Winker trade, the Colton Wong deal, sending Wong to Seattle. Abraham Toro, guy who could hit with some power, but not a lot of batting average. Popped a 2-run home run in his first official Milwaukee Brewer at bat. He got hit with a pitch the night before, so that doesn't count as that bat. But his first official at bat, Toro, a 2-run homer, put the Brewers on the map. Again, Miller added a 2-run double as he's batting 331 now. And Teheran, Pyamp, Strzelecki, Williams combined to hold that Jays offense down to 2 runs and now go for the series win on Thursday. We'll talk more about that coming up here a little bit. We'll talk about, you know, Brewer rights, Brewer television rights. There's some stuff floating around out there about the future of the Brewers on TV. We'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit as well. And give you a little update on another player who's close to a return. All that more coming up next here on Locked On Brewers. I'm Chuck Freeman. Thanks for joining me, all you everydayers out there on Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. We are here. Follow us on all the applications that download our podcasts, all your podcast platforms, the major ones, Google, Spotify, Apple. I list them all on my Twitter account, Chuck Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. Follow us on YouTube as well. Go to Lockdown Brewers, hit that subscribe button, hit that little bell there. It's going to alert you every time we drop an episode, and we are your team every day. We're like a newspaper, okay? We're here talking about the team after every game, giving you the ins and outs, giving you commentary, giving you objective commentary on the team. And, you know, a little week on weekends, we do a little shorter. We do it a little shorter, half hour during the week, a little shorter on weekends. But again, we are your team every day, our motto on Locked On Brewers. And again, the Brewers will be taking on the Jays coming up on Thursday, 12:07 with that first pitch in Toronto. Catch every pitch of the Brewers' hometown broadcast, SiriusXM, on the SXM app. Search Brewers. All 162 will be right there. All right. Let's tell you about one of our great sponsors here, Game Time. The Game Time app, one of the sponsors here on Locked On Brewers. Game Time, last-minute tickets. When the Jays were in Milwaukee last year, my son wanted to go see the Jays because he likes Vlad and Bichette and those guys. You know, I mean, Every day I try pounding into him that the Brewers should be his number one team, but he loves the Jays. He's kind of a front runner as well. So I'm still working. He's only 11 years old. But again, we got tickets in back of the Jays dugout, a handful of rows for like $10, 2 hours before game time. And that's just one of the great things about game time. You can go to Game Time, the app, get exclusive flash deals, tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and a whole lot more. It's a great concert season in Milwaukee area throughout Wisconsin. Get your tickets right on Game Time. And forget planning months in advance. You get your last minute tickets here. Get the images of your seat before you buy so you know exactly where you what to expect when you arrive. Buy the tickets in a matter of seconds. Two taps and you are all set. Tickets are sent directly to your phone so you never have to dig through your email. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account. Redeem the code. Use the redeeming code of LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. Lowest price guaranteed. Give you a little injury update coming up next here on Locked On Brewers. Welcome back to Locked On Brewers. Chuck Freeman, your host. Thanks for making us part of your day or your morning. Some of you guys will listen to us, or guys and ladies, will listen to us on your way to work, picking up kids at school, on the way to a business appointment. You download the podcast, the audio, maybe put us on your TV, the video version on YouTube. We're all on every app possible. You catch us on every audio podcast platform. Catch us all. And on my Twitter account, again, I mentioned when I dropped the episode, I mentioned every place you can get Locked On. All right, let's give you an injury update here. It sounds like Urias is going to be back next week, Tuesday. He comes off the injured list. Injured in that first game of the season against the Cubs. Head first slide in the first base. Hamstring, he said it wasn't the slide, but he went head first into that at like a 30-degree temperature. But Urias is coming back. He's coming back. And the Brewers are going to have to make a roster move. What would you do here? There's a number of different ways you could look at it. You can't send one of those young guys down. Abraham Toro is probably the guy, I would think. I would think he's the guy. We got a long way to go between now and Tuesday. Things change fast with the Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll give it some time here. But Urias is close to coming back, and the Brewers will have to make a roster move that day. I would venture to guess right now, even though Toro hit the home run, he's the guy they'll send down. Probably won't send a pitcher down. And I don't think they'll send any of those young guys down. They need them in the lineup. They need them in the lineup. But where is Urias going to play? That's the good question. Third base? That's a spot. Brian Anderson is holding on to that spot right now. Remember when Garrett Mitchell was on this team? Well, he's still on this team, but when he was healthy, it was like, where is Urias going to play? But Urias is going to add some offense to this team. We hope. It's a good problem to have. Where are you going to find a spot for him? Probably comes in and plays third base. Brian Anderson moves to the outfield. They'll find at bats. It always works out. They'll find at bats for everybody. But Urias is definitely going to find a way back into this starting lineup. All right. The television rights for the Milwaukee Brewers. As most of you have known, and there's been articles about it, that Bally Sports, under Diamond Sports, has missed some payments, filing for bankruptcy. They're in financial trouble, which the first thing I see or I think of is, how am I going to get my Milwaukee Brewers if there's no Bally Sports? Now, the San Diego Padres, they have taken over the broadcast rights of their team. And I think it all sounds like we're going to be okay for this season with Bally Sports, that we're going to be able to ride it out. The Brewers have tremendous television audience out there, and that things are going to be okay for the rest of the season. We're not going to get our baseball, our Brewer baseball, taken away from us. But next season, maybe it moves in-house. This is something that's happening a lot in professional sports. We saw it 20 years ago with the Yankees when they went to the YES Network. The Cubs have done it recently, going to their own network. We could see individual baseball teams provide their own cable service. Maybe we've seen something combining the Bucks and Brewers. Selig and Fitzgerald, Bud Selig and James Fitzgerald, the two owners of the Bucks and the Brewers back in the day, they tried a cable network, SportsView, an all sports cable network showing local games. Early 80s, it did not go over. It was ahead of its time. You had to pay like 20, 25 bucks for it. But maybe this is something that's going to happen. And hopefully it's not 20, 25 bucks. But I think down the road, my guess is Brewer broadcasts, Bucks broadcasts, both were on Bally Sports. Eventually, those are going to be taken in-house. Okay. And we could see, maybe we see a joint venture like SportsView was in the early 80s, where they combined to show both teams' games, a sports network. So, but the bottom line for this year is we're going to have our Brewers for the rest of the season. That's my guess on that would be. Brewer baseball safe on TV for the rest of the season, but they'll figure something out. The Brewers are just too valuable not to keep, not to have on TV. They're going to find a home next year. Now, where it's going to be, and will we still have access to apps and all that? We should. I don't see why not. That's the technology. Again, video, watching games on TV. We're still improving day by day by that. We've not got there just yet. We've not crossed the finish line on that and perfected it just yet. We're still working on the technology. And it's been, 15 years now, but the picture has never been better. The buffering is still an issue sometimes, but that'll be down the road. But my guess is somewhere the Brewers will be taking this in-house and producing their own broadcast, and same with the Milwaukee Bucks as well. And maybe, again, they might combine and just do it together. But that's just my guess. Some of you have asked about Sal Frelick, who is coming back from an injury, hand injury, when he'll be back. Going to be back here in the next couple of weeks. Okay, he was injured in April. Coming back, he's going to have to go on a rehab assignment. Do you bring him up? Well, let him rehab and get that hand figured out, okay? But would love to have him back on this team, actually. He'd be a rookie. But, Joey Weimer can't hit. He's fielding his position, but you can't have a guy at 160 in a batting order every day. By the way, maybe Tyrone Taylor is the guy who gets sent down when Urias is on this team. But Sal Frelick, I have a feeling he'll make his way on the roster. But again, as the tweet pointed out, hold serve until the replacements get here, the guys who are on the injured list, and then make your moves at the trading deadline. Great thing about the Milwaukee Brewers, they are well stocked in their farm system. It's looking good. But don't give away the farm. The farm system for a couple of rentals, maybe one, but the division is there for the taking, as we all know. But that's something too we'll have to decide somewhere down the road. All right, we'll tell you about the broadcast. We'll tell you where you can find the broadcast coming up next, and the final game of the series in Toronto before the Brewers move on to a 4-game set in Cincinnati. We'll break down the pitching matchups coming up next here on Locked On Brewers. Welcome back to Locked On Brewers. I'm your host, Chuck Freeman. Good to have you along here on Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. I feel like I'm getting more and more of a suntan every day. This beautiful weather we're having in Wisconsin, much needed rain in Wisconsin on Wednesday, but looking forward to a glorious weekend. And the Brewers will play the Toronto Blue Jays again on Thursday afternoon, noon 12:07 with that first pitch. Catch every pitch at the Brewers' hometown broadcast, SiriusXM, on the SXM app. Search Milwaukee Brewers. Again, thanks for everybody out there watching us, listening to us on the Lockdown Podcast Network. We are your team every day. We download on all the major platforms, Google, Spotify, Apple, to name three of the majors. There's others out there as well. I put them on my Twitter account at Chuck Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. You can always find them there. And, you know, the old reliable, YouTube. YouTube, you get the video version, just like a TV show, and you'll get that every day. Every day, shorter on weekends, but we are your team every day. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that little bell. It's going to alert you every time we drop an episode. Forgot to mention, too, Brewer pitching today. No walks, no Ks for the first time since 1992. I don't know if that's an impressive feat or not, just a unique feat, I want to say. I mean, because you'd like to have some strikeouts, but no walks. That was a job well done by the four pitchers that pitched tonight. So, again, thanks for making Lockdown Brewers your first listen to every day. Kevin Gausman is going to go for the Blue Jays. He's a guy who's a strikeout pitcher, second in baseball right now in strikeouts. He's got 89 strikeouts on the year. Was great in his last outing against the Minnesota Twins. 8 strikeouts over 5 1/3 in getting the win. He was roughed up earlier in May against Boston. He gave up 8 runs in 3 1/3 innings back on May 4th. But since then, Gausman has been one of the better pitchers in baseball. I mentioned the high strikeout totals, the high strikeout, the 8 Ks in the 5 1/3 in his last outing. So he's going to be one tough customer for the Brewers coming up on Tuesday. Kevin Gausman. Freddie Peralta pitches for the Brewers. And Freddie's last start, the Brewers got beat 15-1. That was the game that Willie Adames got hit in the head and did not return, has not returned, and is on the 7-day concussion list. But remember, the air just kind of went out of the team. Peralta, I mean, the Brewers were trailing at the time anyway, but it just went from bad to worse. And it was one of those games you just wanted to get over. Well, Peralta's good friends with Adames. And you could tell with his, in his body out there, in his body English, that it just wasn't happening for him with his good friend, Willie Adames, going down the way he did. But Freddie has been good this year. Solid. Last outing, 10 runs, 4 earned, and 2 1/3. We all know Freddie is better than that. And hopefully Freddie will give him a big one in the finale. And then they head to a 4-game set with the Cincinnati Reds. Remember, I've been telling you, well, you know, in the standings, there's really only 2 teams you look at, St. Louis and Milwaukee. And I really believe that. But the Cincinnati Reds are coming on strong. They've won 5 in a row. They're 3 games out. Pittsburgh continues to hang around. But right now, the Reds are the hottest team in baseball, having won 5 straight. And was watching the boys over on Lockdown Reds. They seem to be pretty excited about the team, thinking they could contend because this division is so bad. But I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you, yeah, if the division stays this bad, yeah, the Reds probably have a shot at it. But I really look at the 2 best teams in this division, the Brewers and the Cardinals, and I think it's going to stay that way. Let's see, any interesting tweets out there tonight that anybody had to say? Oh, there's always something people got to say. Let's go check it out here. I was very active. Y'all were very active on Twitter yesterday. Beer Cheese Benny said, "Who would have thought that Julio Teheran would be the key guy for us? He has shown he belongs in a rotation as a reliable starter. So far, so good is all I say. So far, so good." Like I said on the thumbnail to start the video on YouTube. So far, so good. A lot of you still talking about Craig Counsell from last night. And it's about 50-50. I put out there how much of the Brewers' struggles were on Craig Counsell, if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode. And so far, checking the overnight tweets and the tweets all day. It's about 50-50. People still talking about them. That's going to do it for today. Again, catch the Brewers and Jays on SiriusXM on the SXM app. Put in Brewers. You get the hometown broadcast 12:07 with that first pitch between the Brewers and Jays coming up on Thursday. Afternoon game, late afternoon game Friday against Cincinnati. That game will not be on local TV in Milwaukee on Bally Sports. That's going to be one of those Apple TV games again. That'll be the second one that the Brewers will be on. So if you're going out and about, chances are you are not going to be able to watch it unless you purchase it at home. So we'll get to that tomorrow. That's going to do it for Locked On Brewers. Thank you very much for joining us. Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. We will talk to you tomorrow after the Brewers and Jays. Good night, everybody.